The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 8 days a week. I am Vince Russo of Vince Russo's Brand, russosbrand.com and patreon.com/RussoTWC. This is a highlight show to give you abreast, to keep you informed, to give you a little teaser of everything going on in Russo's Brand this week. As you know, we have dozens of shows with dozens of talents, including Stevie Richards, Ben Hameen, Disco Inferno, Justin Credible, Dutch Mantel, Shane Douglas, Tom Pritchett, Stevie Ray of Harlem Heat, Big Vito, Taylor Hendricks, Goldilocks. The list goes on and on and on and on. You can sign up anytime for less than a cup of coffee a week. We kick it off this week with Castrating the Marks on russosbrand.com, where Lois Lane and myself discuss Dave Meltzer speculating that if NXT moves nights, AEW will beat Raw in the ratings. Take it away, Dave!
If this move leads to NXT changing nights, the models people have regarding time frame of AEW beating Raw, if things go as they did the last 12 months, moves up. Who's got models? Who's got models on time frames of AEW overtaking WWE?
Oh, God, bro. Bro, he's such a shill for the company, man. Like, that's the thing, bro. There's a part of me that it's really hard to sit here and criticize it, because I don't know if he really believes it or he's just being a shill. Because I find it so hard to believe he really, really believes that. Bro, since the two shows went head-to-head, we have seen for almost 18 months how they just switch back and forth to the better show. So it's the same 1.5 million people. I would have one simple question. When are we going to start seeing this increase? If we haven't seen it by now, when are we going to start seeing the increase? Bro, they just signed Sting, and Sting has not moved the needle. You know why, bro? Because people that used to watch Sting left a long time ago. That's why, bro. Last time I worked with Sting was 8 years ago. They left, bro. They're gone. Not 8 years ago, 9 years ago. When are we going to see that? What are we waiting for?
Yeah, and you would have to imagine if NXT moved off of Wednesdays, that remainder of the 1.5 million would go to AEW and they'd be getting 1.5 million. Like, that would probably, you know, be the max. Like, what? Like, why does he think that they're going to beat Raw if NXT moves?
But, bro, that necessarily wouldn't be the max. It would be the max, but that necessarily wouldn't be the number because, bro, you have diehard WWE fans who won't watch AEW. Now, for as ridiculous as that last comment was, we're going to go to more ridiculousness now on Master Shoot Theater. You can get Master Shoot Theater every week on patreon.com/RussoTWC. This week, Vince talks to young writer about making a life-changing deal with Peacock. Let's see how that went down.
I want to see a show, a 3D, in a movie. Yeah, pal, Peacocks. Come on in, pal. Let's go.
Okay. I was waiting outside till you see.
I was doing the peacock strut. You like that? Shake my tail feather. I like
that. How's that different than your regular entrance to the ring?
Oh, it's the entrance of the ring is groin forward. This is groin backwards, ass out, pal. That's the peacock. You know what I mean? We'll work on it. We'll get it wired. I'm telling you, everyone's going to be doing it.
So we did the deal's done. We got the $1 billion from Peacock. Do me a favor, boss. Peacock, when you're on the
Peacock, me.
When you're on the call, we were on the call. We almost lost the deal. At the end of the call, when they agreed to the terms and everything like that, let me hit the mute button on the conference phone before you say, ha, 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 can't believe these idiots actually fell for it, Tal.
I can't believe it again they fell for it. You thought the Saudis were fucking stupid. Holy shit. Got them. Fucked them, pal. Fucked them.
Yes, that was the other thing you said before I hit mute on the phone. And then when you said, I'm talking to Linda, you did save at that time because it's believable.
Linda? Where's Linda? Don't. Okay.
I want to talk to you about that.
If there's one person who can't know about this, it's Linda. We got to keep it under wraps.
Okay. I did get your text. And it was kind of weird on the phone. They kind of got taken back when you asked if the $1 billion can be in ones, fives, and tens.
Yeah, loose change. I'm looking. That's what I was hoping. They could collect all the change, pal. If we could get it in change, that'd be great. And then we could make belts out of all the change. And we'll turn around and sell them as well, pal.
So you want $1 billion in cash. All the
gleam in her eyes. She wants a solid gold wheelchair, pal. She can't have one. What? Come on in. Get in here. What's the password? What's the password, Deucey? What's the password?
Yes, even more money in Vince's pockets. And talking about Vince's pockets, let's turn to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Show right now on patreon.com/RussoTWC, where the great Billy Body breaks down a full dissection of the WWE Peacock deal. Whose side does this benefit? This is some great, great, great research done here by Billy Body. Give it a listen. Right now, you'll get all of those pay-per-views right now are part of the Peacock package right now.
Right now, they've actually lowered the value of WrestleMania. Right now, you could watch WrestleMania on Peacock for $5. So the idea is to piggyback off this growth and potentially grow their fan base while Peacock grow their fan base. And I'll explain why Peacock think this will work for them in a minute. And for the WWE to then sell their major pay-per-views and split the network onto two streaming services. Now, the other way this could work is that they could sell it just to one place. Mm-hmm. So say the WWE sold themselves to Disney Plus. They could have a Disney Plus package where the network is available and the B pay-per-views are available for the normal Disney Plus package. And then you could buy the pay-per-views on a higher tier of Disney. So say, for example, in 5 years' time, Disney introduced tiered programming, which I don't think is going to happen. I'm just using them as an example. And the A pay-per-views will be on the $19.99 package, for example. Mm-hmm. I personally think that it will end up with DAZN. I think the Rumble, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam may end up on DAZN, and you'll have to be a DAZN subscriber to purchase it. And this is the WWE's benefit is this. They're collecting a bunch of money up front from wherever they put all of their library, which I was quoted as being 17,000 hours is what they sold. 17,000 hours. So the 17,000 hours can be in one place. They can sell that and they can collect their money up front. And then the pay-per-views can be on one place. It doesn't matter how many people watch the pay-per-views. There will be no buys. You'll be subscribing to a separate place in order to get the pay-per-views, and WWE will get all of their money up front. This is the Nick Khan plan. I'll let you talk about it in 2 seconds. Actually, talk about it now and I'll tell you why Peacock bought this.
All right, everybody, up next, we got highlights from the Raw SmackDown review on russosbrand.com. Here, Stevie Richards and Bin Hameen give their thoughts on Sami Zayn handcuffing himself to the rail on SmackDown. Let's see what the boys had to say. But we did get Woody Allen did come down and handcuff himself to the barricade going to commercial break.
Absolute best part of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The hot take on the absolute best part of the show, the thing without saying it, that was the most culturally relevant to what's going on in the world today. It was a parody of every single polarizing political viewpoint, and he got himself over. And I wish they would have kept this up for more than just 1 week.
I agree. Handcuffing himself in some signs and doing a long play throughout the scenes. How are we, like, we went from Sami Zayn Uber driver to, like, now we've got something. Now, whoever the writer is that is convinced and they're working together, that it is good stuff. They could go even bigger and farther with it for conspiracy horseman levels, but it's good.
Bro, it's funny because, you know, Troy is saying on Twitch, we're live right now on twitch.tv/Vince Russo. So live, Troy is saying on Twitch, he's going to puke, pal. But that could have been his cameo. Holy stick, there was something. You could have had Vince walk on.
He's sweating, and Vince comes out of the crapper, sees him, he's going to puke, and he just walks out, bro.
What could have been?
Dude, all of these little things, like, it would take, what did that take us? We're 10 minutes in and we just rewrote your whole entire fucking episode, bro.
Okay. Next, we got some good news. We got some bad news. We got Oscar and Charlotte against the Riot Squad, who's being led by Billy Kay. Natalya and Tamina are watching on. Charlotte goes over Ruby because Billy Kay costs them the match. However, after commercial break, Ruby Kay makes it up to the Riot Squad by letting them know that they're in the Royal Rumble.
Great.
Riveting. Riveting stuff. Billy Kay does get it, though. We say that every week.
No, she does. She absolutely gets it, bro.
Some great insights there from Stevie and Ben. Next up is Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. The Disco Inferno. This could be heard on russosbrand.com. On this show, I contemplate if I should not do shows with Disco anymore. Gets a little serious, folks. This is real life. Give it a listen. Brother, we may be done doing shows together. I'm just telling everybody. And you know what? If you want to unsubscribe to the brand, unsubscribe to the brand. You can't have a show. You can't have a show where you're not allowed to talk. It's ridiculous. Like, I would never have anybody on my show and just not allow them to talk. And this is every week. He comes on here. Okay, bro, let me start the show by saying this, that, and the other thing. So then, okay, you've said this, that, and the other thing. Now let me say what I'm going to say, and you're never allowed. So what, like, literally, what's the point? So, you know what? If we can't do a show together anymore, then we can't do a show anymore. We'll see everybody leave the brand in droves, like he says. Here he is.
I had to threaten to leave and get you back
queen.
On the show.
I'm a drama because I'm a drama
I,
queen.
I was going to.
Let me say something. We may have to stop doing shows together because I'm being honest with you. What is the point of trying to have a conversation with you when you state your case and then you never let anybody have a rebut? Like, what? I'm tired of that, bro.
What are you talking about? You talked over me for five while I was stating my case.
No, I wasn't talking over you. I was trying to get a word in. I wasn't talking over you. You made a statement. I was trying to answer that.
I didn't ask a question,
bro. You never let anyone ever. God, bro, like, seriously.
Let me tell you something.
People are going to unsubscribe because you're not on the show. Let me freaking unsubscribe.
You lose 40% of your
You can't
your
come on here and talk shit and then not let somebody say something.
Let me finish, all right? Bro, there is 0.0% drama on when I do the shows with Cody. So on any other podcast you go on. Okay. You are a drama queen.
Yeah.
Okay?
And as of press time, I still haven't made up my mind. But now I want you to listen to this clip from Time Out. You could hear this on russosbrand.com. Disco talks about backstage segments on AEW that are supposed to be serious, but come across as parody. Let's hear the words of the great Disco Inferno.
A lot of these segments that they have on AEW sometimes, I'll watch it. And at the end of the segment, I'll kind of chuckle out loud because I think that was presented as serious, but it comes across as parody, right?
Right.
So they're in a building, like an old warehouse, and there's like broken windows in the back. And let me actually.
Is it in black and white? Is it in black and white?
It might have. I can't remember. Let me read it to you.
I think it's in black. I have a feeling it's probably shot in black and white, bro.
All right. So let me just read the thing here, the synopsis from your boy Jason Powell's review here. Sting and Darby Allin delivered a promo from an undisclosed location. Sting acted like he was offended by Taz referring to them as hoodlums, then conceded that Darby Allin is a hoodlum. Allin then took a skateboard and threw it through a window behind him and said that he is a hoodlum, no different than his partner. Sting slammed his baseball bat through the windows behind him and then said he is a hoodlum. He said it's showtime at Revolution in the street fight. Basically, they broke a couple windows.
So
and that's just seriously, that's what they did. They broke a couple windows.
So Sting is a hoodlum now. It's 60-something years old.
Yeah, he's a hoodlum, like Darby Allin. Hoodlum.
See, that's another thing, bro. Think about this for a second. Darby Allin is declaring himself a hoodlum. Okay, bro, we've had 15 months to see this hoodlum. What has he done in 15 months? I saw him jump off a bridge. I saw him set a car on fire. I guess that's something a hoodlum would do. But in 15 months, what have we seen to determine this guy's a hoodlum? That's what I mean. That's exactly
what I'm talking about. What you just described.
What would you do with Sting? Just keep? Well, there you have it from the legend himself. Next up is Talks with Taylor Hendricks. You could find this on the Realm Network, russosbrand.com. Taylor Talks, DC Comics cartoon adaptation of Young Justice. Let's hear from Taylor Hendricks.
Young Justice. If you're not familiar, guys, I highly recommend you check it out. You will love it as an adult. If you have children, they will like it. It's very reminiscent for me growing up in the 90s. It reminds me of like the original X-Men animated series that I was so young that I didn't even know was X-Men. I just referred to it as like the people that wore the yellow and the blue because I was so little, but I loved it. And that's like what I remembered. I remembered like their X-Men costumes or whatever, their X-Men, you know, get-ups when I was like super, super little. That's what it reminds me of. I love its crossovers and its unique approach to the superstars that we know as the Justice League. That's basically based around Young Justice. You have the Justice League, and then you have like the teenage version of Young Justice trying to get into the Justice League. You know, you have, you know, Robin who becomes Nightwing. You know, you have all of these really cool, you know, you have the Light, and you know, you have Lex Luthor, and you know, Superboy and Miss Martian, Wally West as the Flash. Kid Flash, I should say. You know, it's just such a great show. So to see it already heading towards season 4 is absolutely 1,000,000% amazing. Huge fan. I would love to do voiceover work for that. They have done such a great job. So the reason why that's a really big topic issue right now amongst fans is there's a lot of speculation on how, even though Young Justice has done a lot of it's used a lot of creativity and creative license, and I would also say some ingenuity and some thought process. Basically breaking down and diagnosing different universe storylines amidst the DC universe itself. Because anybody that's a fan of comic book knows there's all kinds of alternate universes and storylines that undo other storylines or add on top of. That's how you get X-Men. You get the uncanny X-Men. You got Amazing Spider-Man. You've got, you know, all these different crossovers and all kinds of like crazy stuff and whatnot. And DC with Young Justice has the ability to tie in some stuff that they haven't already tied in, but they've dropped hints at in season 3.
And last but not least, taking you to school with Dr. Tom Pritchard. You can hear this show on patreon.com/RussoTWC. Dr. Tom discusses interacting with wrestling fan trolls on Twitter. This is a subject we all want to hear about. Listen up, everybody.
One guy said, I'd love to come, or I'm going to come there and Ric Flair chop your ass, but I get arrested for elderly abuse. So I thought, you know, has it come to this now? Has it really come to this? This is what you babies are really coming up with. I'll beat you up. No, I'll beat you up. Oh, for Christ's sake. So I went to the guy's profile or whatever it was. He had, I think, 17 followers. And then I started going to the other people profiles who were giving me shit. And then I realized, hold on, they're trolls. They don't mean anything. And it's just Twitter. It doesn't mean a damn thing. So then I started having fun. And then I started seeing the error of my ways and said, oh man, you guys are so right. Because The Undertaker got on there and talked about kicking dogs, punching old ladies. But being compared to Hitler was a... Another guy said he was offended by the shirt Taker was wearing. Another right-wing wacko. We brought politics into this because I said this is required listening for aspiring professional wrestlers / sports entertainers from one of the most – from probably the consistent, most consistent major star in the last 30 years, and you guys are now calling him such a wretched man, and he's horrible and boring and uninteresting. Boy, he should go away. Another old man talking about today's business and society. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And no, not for me, and all that crap. And then I'm looking at these people. A lot of their avatars, a lot of their profile pictures are little doggies or kitty cats. Or little pictures of something else. They don't put their face up there. They put something else up there. So that is a I think a fair side or fair representation of what you see out there a lot, and why a lot of people get turned off by social media, why a lot of people get turned off and don't even want to have anything to do with any of these people.
I hope you enjoyed that little preview of Realm Network and Patreon. Guys, subscribe. It's very, very affordable. We have so many personalities from the wrestling world, bro, that have their own shows, their own opinions, guys. Sign up to the Realm Network, bro. It's $1.25 a week, for crying out loud. $1.25 a week. You can't even get half a cup of coffee for that. But if you want to sign up for Realm, you'll go to RussosBrand.com. Then if you go to Patreon, you have tiers starting at $1.50. $1.50, $3, $5. Pick the tier of your choice. Bro, no long-term commitment. Anytime you want to opt out, you opt out. But you can go to patreon.com/RussoTWC. And guys, there's more coming. Jump on Russo's Brand's train right now.